This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:05, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. We have 73 degrees, mostly cloudy, isolated showers, maybe a thunderstorm or two, mainly this morning. The 30% chance of rain, our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, nice and clear, low 65. The Senate backed sweeping changes in the election process on Wednesday that will likely change the way we vote here in North Carolina. The bill proposes significant changes to the state's current election laws and also requires photo IDs at the polls, one form of identification that would not be accepted, student IDs. Some think this is targeting the collegiate vote. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
As a result of these proposed election law changes, protesters, including UNC students, have been rallying at the General Assembly. UNC student body president Christy Lambden says he is concerned about how these possible changes will affect his peers' access to the polls.
I'm disappointed to see the introduction of the voter ID bill, especially if student ID is not counting as a form of voter ID.
House Bill 589 was revamped by Senate Republicans Tuesday to include provisions that go beyond a voter ID requirement. The new version of the bill shortens the early voting period in general elections from 17 to 10 days, prohibits counties from extending early voting hours on Saturday before Election Day to accommodate crowds, and eliminates same-day voter registration during early voting, among other provisions. Backers of the bill say photo identification will cut down on voting fraud, whereas opponents of the bill say it is a strike against the more liberal groups like student voters.
And I think that is putting a constraint on voting and making it harder for students to vote, as I think this will. I think it means that the student voice is not going to be heard at this meeting, and that is ultimately incredibly troubling for me as a student representative.
The election law changes normally would have been subject to authorization under the Voting Rights Act, but the Supreme Court's recent decision exempted North Carolina from federal review until a new process is created by Congress.
I think the state legislature needs to focus on maximizing student participation in the election process, and I think to do that they need to make sure that students can vote as easily as possible.
For more information on House Bill 589 and the other provisions it entails, you can read this article on our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A final vote of concurrence is expected today in the Senate. If passed, it will then go back to the House for a final vote and finally head to the desk of Governor Pat McCrory. One local teacher says your school's classrooms are filling up with students, but state budget cuts are reducing teachers' assistance and still aren't giving raises.
You can imagine having 40 or 50 kids in a classroom, not having a teacher assistant, not having the personnel that we need.
Chuck Hennessy is the president of the Chapel Hill Carborough Association of Educators and a teacher at Colbert Middle School. He says one of the immediate concerns for teachers is a combination of $120 million in cuts for teachers' assistants and raises in maximum class size. The proposed cuts are one of the main focuses of the next Moral Monday protest. Hennessy says he's also concerned by the money being put into vouchers for private and charter schools. He says that this will lead to taxpayer money going to fund all private education like it does for charter schools.
It's been hidden behind we're going to give these vouchers to lower income people. But what eventually results from that is that the lowest income people in the state end up paying the taxes to compensate and pay those vouchers for anybody.
Hennessy also says that vouchers require people to pay for the schooling first and then get the tax break later, so a lot of lower-income people won't be able to pay the upfront costs. Hennessy is especially critical of charter schools, which use public funds but are not regulated by the state's Department of Education. He says the necessary paperwork to maintain the school is minimal, and teachers don't need to be certified.
Based on the new charter school law, monies from the public school's football programs, their drama programs, their band programs can be shared now with the school, even lunch and transportation funds, when the charter schools don't have to provide lunch or transportation.
Included along with cuts in the state budget is an end of tenure for K-12 public school teachers, which Hennessy says means the end of teachers being able to argue their case in the face of a firing.
Teachers don't have tenure. We can be fired for any number of 11 different things, least among them insubordination. What we do have is a right to due process.
Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools has a fund balance to make up for the education cuts at the state level. Hennessy adds that this fund balance will only cover this year, though, and the town will have a $2 million deficit to cover next year. Who should enforce the county's new smoking ban? Police and health officials say it's up to you. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Orange County's new ordinance banning smoking in public places comes with a $25 fine for violators, but officials say it's more about empowerment than enforcement.
We are not going to take an active role in enforcing that. That would all be down to the Orange County Department of Health.
That's Sergeant Brian Walker, spokesman for the Chapel Hill Police Department. The smoking ban took full effect on July 1st, following a six-month educational campaign by the County Health Department. The ban covers all outdoor locations owned by the towns or county, including sidewalks, bus stops, and parks, as well as indoor locations that are open to the general public. Stacy Shelp, communications director with the Orange County Health Department, says the aim of the ban is to educate people about the dangers of secondhand smoke and to encourage smokers to quit. She says the ban should make it easier for people to ask others to put out their cigarettes.
That word of mouth, it's grassroots. It's empowering people to be able to say something, which is really what this rule really is about. It's letting people know it's okay to say, I'm sorry, I didn't know if you know, but smoking's not allowed here anymore.
The town of Carrboro has posted no smoking signs, while Chapel Hill has installed signs reminding residents to breathe. But nearly a month into the ban, many remain unaware of the new law. So the health department has organized a smoking response team to target public areas that smokers frequent. Shelp says the response team visited Franklin Street last week and plans to move into Carrboro by the end of this week.
They just walk up and down when they see people smoking. They go up and say, I'm not sure if you're aware that we have a smoke-free policy here in Orange County now. Just letting people know that it's there, asking them to put their cigarettes out. So it was very effective. That group on Friday talked to more than 100 people.
Shelp says the response so far has been positive.
I went out. People were, for the most part, very friendly. We got a lot of people saying, I'm completely supportive of the rule, or I know I didn't know, but I think it's great.
The health department is expanding its educational campaign to include more signage and advertising on local buses. But ultimately, Shelp says the enforcement of the ban will come down to word of mouth.
You know, it's all of our air, and we should be able to breathe it free of secondhand smoke. And so it's been exciting to hear how many people are appreciative and now feel much better about being able to say that to somebody that they see smoking around them.
The health department's website has a complaint form where you can report smoking ban violations, as well as resources for those looking to kick the habit. To find out more, you can check out this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Back to the Carolina campus now. UNC student body president Christy Lambden says a task force set out to define the university's new sexual assault policy has decided the most efficient way to rewrite it is not line by line, but by looking at it with a broader lens.
We've broken it down so that in one half of the day, we discuss definitions, and in the second half of the day, we discuss process and how the process at UNC is and ways that we can streamline and make the process easier.
Lambden says the task force is making good progress. After two full day meetings, he says there's a lot of discussion between members of the task force, and there's a wide variety of opinion. When the group first met, some members were concerned that it would take some time for everyone to be comfortable talking in mixed company about the sensitive and often polarizing subject of sexual assault. However, Lambden says that members of the group have reached a point where they're comfortable expressing themselves.
There's been a certain bonding among the task force, and now everyone feels completely confident and completely at ease with being able to voice their opinions on all matters related to policy.
The task force has no set timeline, but members say they plan to have the new policy written by the fall semester. With growth in your community concerning some residents, two candidates for town council are making this issue a large part of their campaigns. WCHL's Rand Northam has details.
Political campaign consultant and professor at UNC and NC State, Jonathan Reel, says this is an issue in the forefront of many residents' minds.
While there has been a good amount of planning that's gone into developing, for example, a 2020 plan, I'm certainly hearing that there's a lot of questions that remain from folks who've been here their entire lives about what the impact of this growth is going to be and how fast it's going to happen.
Community Design Commission and Central West Steering Committee member Amy Ryan says Chapel Hill has offered its citizens a lot over the years, and the challenge is to maintain that in the wake of population and development growth.
People expect a lot out of their town government here, so I think living up to that expectation is a challenge. We have fiscal challenges now. We've got state and federal funding cuts.
Real says these fears about growth are compounded by concerns that storms and dangerous weather appears to be more frequent around the country, and Chapel Hill is not exempt from that.
The pace of development around town continues, and in the path it's been going, we don't know what kind of effect that's going to have on things like these catastrophic environmental events, which are no longer what they used to call 100-year events.
While community members have been encouraged to get involved in Chapel Hill's development planning, Ryan says the town council needs to include residents in the discussion when the actual developments start.
I think it's really important that we keep extending that community process forward as we talk about these important issues.
Real has worked on federal-level political campaigns, but says he has never tried running for office himself.
Things seem to line up, and decided to try and take some of the professional experience I've had working in politics and try and put that into practice right here in our home.
Ryan says her time on the different local boards, especially the steering committee, has given her long exposure to the same issues the town council would need to decide on in the future.
Having that background in design and development issues helps me really understand those issues and the history behind them and help Chapel Hill to find a good way forward.
There are four seats on the Chapel Hill Town Council available, with only two incumbents running in this election. Election day is November 5th. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
1 million cups. You may ask, what in the world is that? We'll tell you coming up. It's 8:15. Time for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Southern Season. Visit Southern Season today and experience all things delicious in one amazing destination. You can shop their world-class wine selection, expansive assortment of artisan candies, exquisite housewares, and famous gift baskets for every occasion imaginable at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. Now with your morning traffic, here's Rand Northam.
Thank you, Ron. One slowdown to let you know about 15501 northbound between NC 86 and Manning Drive, seeing a delay this morning. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. I-40, 15501 elsewhere, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner, Carmel Mall in Carborough. 73 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy, isolated showers or thunderstorms, and we could get a little rain this morning before lunch. High today in the low 80s, tonight mostly clear with a low 65, tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 85, and then tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Looks like rain is coming for your weekend.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station. Good morning.
It is 8:17 at WCHL. You may soon hear of new businesses in the Research Triangle Park that got their start just off Franklin Street downtown, and part of their success could be due to a weekly program called 1 Million Cups. The program offers networking opportunities and much more. Each week, two local business ventures present their startups to a diverse audience of mentors, advisors, and fellow entrepreneurs. The program meetings alternate between the launch Chapel Hill Business Incubator and RTP headquarters in Durham. Dina Mills is program manager at Launch. She's one of the organizers for our local 1 Million Cups branch.
People are enjoying meeting other entrepreneurs, hearing about what they're doing, getting feedback on their business, and also, I mean, just great connections being made. The connection and the network is so important to a growing business.
1 Million Cups is, as they call it, caffeinated, or funded by the Kauffman Foundation, one of the largest supporters of entrepreneurship in the country, funding activities around the world. 1 Million Cups has member cities across the nation. One of the presenters Wednesday was Ann Johnston, founder of Local Ventures. That's a website for small businesses to find and connect with reputable local vendors. Johnston, who graduated from UNC in May, works out of the 1789 incubator, a feeder to Launch.
This presentation, now a couple dozen more people know about what we're doing. Hopefully they'll tell their network. Word of mouth is huge. It's really important. And without support from this community, we don't have tons of marketing dollars that we can just throw around. So things like this are really helpful to us.
Besides valuable networking opportunities, Mills explains that 1 Million Cups now offers a chance for companies to gain national attention as well.
Today, we're actually doing our first submissions as part of 1 Million Cups. We have opportunity to be on Dream Big America, which is a new national radio show. So we are hoping to have some of our companies profiled in front of 3.5 million radio listeners.
If you have presented at a 1 Million Cups function, Mills says this qualifies you for consideration to be submitted. Program organizers will then pick nominees from the pool of previous presenters. 1 million cups happens every Wednesday morning from 9 to 10. It's open to the public. If you'd like to find out more or if you'd like to get involved, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. News around town this morning. Let's go to Hillsboro. The town of Hillsboro wants your input on a different aspect of public transportation, bus service needs. The town is hosting public outreach sessions partnered with Triangle Transit and the Orange County Planning and Inspections Department. The meetings will address concerns for new and existing bus services, including for whom the services should be designed, how often the services should be provided, and where people want to go. For a list of dates and times for the four sessions, you can view the News Around Town story on our website, chapelboro.com. Now, the town of Hillsboro is also seeking a new restaurant representative to serve on the Tourism Board, a board that promotes travel, tourism, and visitor services. The board meets at 5:30 p.m. the first Monday of each month in the town barn. If you'd like more information, once again, you can go to chapelboro.com. 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you by Carolina Ophthalmology. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The Atlantic Coast Conference says there are four Tar Heels in particular to keep your eyes on this football season. Eric Ebron, James Hurst, Kareem Martin, and Trey Boston, all named to the 2013 preseason All-ACC team on Wednesday. Florida State led all the teams in the conference with six selections. The Tar Heels weren't too far behind with four players picked. That was good enough for second best in the league. Offensive stars Eric Ebron and James Hurst were also members of the 2012 All-ACC team. Back for seconds, Ebron will likely hope to continue his solid play at tight end. Last season, he pulled in 40 catches for 625 yards and scored four touchdowns, both Carolina single-season records for a tight end. On the defensive side of the ball, Martin and Boston will need to be key playmakers. Last season, Martin, an All-ACC member, tied for second in the conference in tackles for loss per game, while Boston snagged four interceptions from his safety position. Houston Dynamo defender and former UNC player Corey Ash was selected to play in the 2013 AT&T Major League Soccer All-Star Game to be held July 31st in Kansas City. This marks Ash's second appearance in the All-Star team. He was drafted by the Houston professional team out of UNC in 2007 and has become a dependable left back for the Dynamo, having started 30 of the last 30 games. In fact, fresh out of college, Ash helped the Dynamo claim the 2007 MLS Cup and was named the Major League Soccer All-Star squad in 2011. Tar Heel fans can watch Ash play in the All-Star game July 31st at 9 p.m. on ESPN2. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Did Roy Williams paint himself into a corner with his statement on P.J. Hairston? This is Art Chansky with Thursday's Sports Notebook. Now that all the charges have been dropped against P.J. Hairston, how did that happen anyway? What is old Roy to do? After weeks and weeks of saying nothing, Williams seemed forced by the blogosphere into making a Nixonian non-statement statement about the plight of P.J. Hairston. It seemed logical at the time. P.J. made some serious mistakes, and they will have serious consequences. But now, with no police charges looming, it's far more subjective. So Hairston got caught with a little pot in his car. Besides the fact that there was no proof who actually owned the weed, hundreds of athletes and thousands of students are caught in such a dilemma every year. In some states, such possession is like a parking ticket. In other states, it's not even illegal at all. So now it's a judgment call. Sure, Hairston used some bad judgment in terms of where he was, who he was with, and what car he was driving without his license in his pocket. Whose gun and whose ammo was it? Well, that is probably the most bothersome bit of this story. Suddenly, in the eyes of many people, that set of circumstances has gone from serious mistakes to stupid student activity. And what do you do about that? Students have gotten thrown out of school for serious pranks, but again, PJ hasn't been found guilty of or even charged with anything. It seems harsh for Hairston to get thrown off the team for exercising bad judgment, whether or not he is the Tar Heels' best returning scorer and shooter. And while sitting him down for a few games seems like a penalty that once didn't fit the crime, now there is no crime. But with everything that's happened at Carolina over the last 3 years, the perception and appearance exists of chaos in the athletic department. My guess is that Williams and athletic director Bubba Cunningham will sit Hairston down and make sure he understands that he wasn't where he should have been, appearing to do what he shouldn't have been doing. And for that error in judgment, let's call it thoughtless rather than serious, PJ will remain on the team. Practice starts October 12th. And be there ready to prove that being a UNC student-athlete is the most important thing in your life. And by the way, you won't play in a game until the first semester is over in December. Old Roy might not like the fact that he just threw away the Louisville and Kentucky games, But what choice does he have after the non-statement he probably now regrets making? This is our chance, Key. See ya.
If you've been hassling with glasses and contacts for years, why wait any longer? At Carolina Ophthalmology, we've been performing LASIK eye correction here in Chapel Hill for 17 years. At your free consultation with Dr. James Bryan, he will answer your questions and evaluate whether LASIK is right for you. Take our LASIK self-test at carolina2020.com. Call us today, 919-945-EYES. Why wait any longer?
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hi, I'm Jay Parker. I'm the broker in charge at Weaver Street Realty in the heart of downtown Carrboro. As a company, we're involved in a wide range of things, and I personally am involved in several myself, being the chair of the PTA Thrift Shop Board of Directors, which is involved in a very big project in Carrboro, redeveloping the existing store. I'm also on a board of a nonprofit karate studio that's connected with the juvenile justice system. That's important as a member of a community to really find ways to plug into the community in positive and beneficial ways.
The main part of your job, it would seem to me, is involved with dealing with people.
Yes, that's very much my perspective.
And you love people.
I do like people. I very much like conversation, sharing interests, finding out what other people really are into, just sort of plugging into what makes them tick. I've always found that interesting. Back when I swung a hammer on a framing crew in Atlanta, I really liked finding out what was going on with these people I worked with, many of whom had backgrounds as different from mine as you could imagine.
Jay Parker works with a diverse group of people now at Weaver Street Realty.
We have all been in this community for a long time, so we really do have a connection to the way things have grown here. You know, I remember when there were zero stoplights on the Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard my freshman year in college. You could drive from Duke to UNC and not stop a single time. We're really plugged into the communities we live in. We're plugged into the community that we work in. All of us have been involved in a lot of things that sort of take us outside ourselves. Everybody in our company is very generous with their time and spirit and expertise. You can learn more about Weaver Street Realty by consulting weaverstreetrealty.com. We have a very vibrant website. Our phone number is 919-929-5658, and we are located in the slam middle of historic Carrboro at 116 East Main Street.
This has been the Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at performancesubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at sign. Includes $500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665. And selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
It's not too soon to make plans for enrolling at the Orange County campus at Durham Tech, your hometown college in Hillsboro. Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean of Durham Tech's Orange County campus, here to tell you that registration for fall classes starts this month. So act now by getting your or your child's transfer or high school transcript together. Then set up a time to visit our Orange County campus in Hillsboro to sign up for our high-demand classes before they fill up. Find out more at durhamtech.edu and click on the Orange County campus.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deals, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at OurLocalDeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit OurLocalDeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Good morning, it's Ron Stutz. Listen, if you're constantly on the go, but you want to keep up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, it's time you downloaded the new Chapelboro 2.0 iPhone app. All your favorite news, sports, columns, scenes around town, photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL live right there in the palm of your hand on your iPhone. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the app today. It'll take you about 30 seconds. Even if you have the old app, you delete that one, load the new one, and it's a very easy process. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day. They have exceptional daily features, menu specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. And tomorrow, it's Fridays on the Front Porch. 73 degrees in Chapel Hill, 72 in Carrboro. Also 72 this morning in Hillsboro. Mostly cloudy today, at least to start. We'll have a 30% chance of rain this morning. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And if you're making some long-range plans for your weekend, looks like we're going to have a pretty healthy chance of rain during all that time. So, you know, might want to keep that in mind when you're making your plans.
This is 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. NSA surveillance, to what degree should that continue? There was discussion in the House, Michigan Republican Justin Amash.
We're here to answer one question for the people we represent. Do we oppose the suspicionless collection of every American's phone records? When you had the chance to stand up for Americans' privacy, did you?
Mike Rogers, another Michigan Republican, chairs the House Intelligence Committee. He countered,
those who know it best support the program because we spend as much time on this to get it right, to make sure the oversight is right.
That's what a slight majority said when the House vote was taken. Correspondent Bob Fuss.
The vote was close, but the backers of the NSA spy program prevailed, 217 to 205, arguing it stops terrorist attacks and saves lives. Those on the other side said scooping up phone records of every American every day just goes way too far and is an alarming invasion of privacy.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
I'm Ron Stutz. The Senate backed sweeping changes in the election process on Wednesday that will likely change the way we vote in North Carolina. The bill proposes significant changes to the state's current election laws. It also requires photo IDs when you go to the polls. One form of identification that would not be accepted, student IDs. Some think this is targeting the college vote. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
As a result of these proposed election law changes, protesters, including UNC students, have been rallying at the General Assembly. UNC student body president Christy Lambden says he is concerned about how these possible changes will affect his peers' access to the polls.
I'm disappointed to see the introduction of the voter ID bill, especially if student ID is not counting as a form of voter ID.
House Bill 589 was revamped by Senate Republicans Tuesday to include provisions that go beyond a voter ID requirement. The new version of the bill shortens the early voting period in general elections from 17 to 10 days, prohibits counties from extending early voting hours on Saturday before Election Day to accommodate crowds, and eliminates same-day voter registration during early voting, among other provisions. Backers of the bill say photo identification will cut down on voting fraud, whereas opponents of the bill say it is a strike against the more liberal groups like student voters.
And I think that it's putting a constraint on voting and making it harder for students to vote, as I think this will. I think means that the student voice is not going to be heard as easily, and that is ultimately incredibly troubling for me as a student representative.
The election law changes normally would have been subject to authorization under the Voting Rights Act, but the Supreme Court's recent decision exempted North Carolina from federal review until a new process is created by Congress.
I think the state legislature needs to focus on maximizing student participation in the election process, and I think to do that they need to make sure that students can vote as easily as possible.
For more information on House Bill 589 and the other provisions it entails, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A final vote of concurrence is expected in the Senate today. If passed, it will then go back to the House for a final vote and finally head to the governor. One local teacher says your school's classrooms are filling up with students, but state budget cuts are reducing teachers' assistance and still aren't providing any raises.
You can imagine having 40 or 50 kids in a classroom, not having a teacher assistant, not having the personnel that we need.
Chuck Hennessy is the president of the Chapel Hill Carborough Association of Educators and a teacher at Colberth Middle School in Chapel Hill. He says one of the immediate concerns for teachers is a combination of $120 million in budget cuts for teachers' assistants and raising maximum class size. The proposed cuts are one of the main focuses of the next Moral Monday. Hennessy says he's also concerned by the money being put into vouchers for private and charter schools. He says this will lead to taxpayer money going to fund all private education like it does for charter schools.
It's been hidden behind we're going to give these vouchers to lower income people. But what eventually results from that is that the lowest income people in the state end up paying the taxes to compensate and pay those vouchers for anybody.
Hennessy also says that vouchers require people to pay for the schooling first and then get the tax break later. So a lot of lower-income people won't be able to pay the upfront costs. Hennessy is especially critical of charter schools, which use public funds but are not regulated by the state's Department of Education. He says the necessary paperwork to maintain the school is minimal, and teachers don't need to be certified.
Based on the new charter school laws, monies from the public schools' football programs, their drama programs, their band programs can be shared now with the school, even lunch and transportation funds when the charter schools don't have to provide lunch or transportation.
Included along with cuts in the state budget, an end to tenure for K-12 public school teachers, which Hennessy says means the end of teachers being able to argue their case in the face of a firing.
Teachers don't have tenure. We can be fired for any number of 11 different things, least among them insubordination. What we do have is a right to due process.
The Chapel Hill Carborough Schools system has a fund balance to make up for the education cuts at the state level. But Hennessy adds this fund balance will only cover this 1 year, and the town will have a $2 million deficit next year. Who should enforce the county's new smoking ban? It's in effect now. Police and health officials say it's up to you to enforce it. Here's WCHL's Elizabeth Friend.
Orange County's new ordinance banning smoking in public places comes with a $25 fine for violators. But officials say it's more about empowerment than enforcement.
We are not going to take an active role in enforcing that. That would all be down to the Orange County Department of Health.
That's Sergeant Brian Walker, spokesman for the Chapel Hill Police Department. The smoking ban took full effect on July 1st, following a six-month educational campaign by the County Health Department. The ban covers all outdoor locations owned by the towns or county, including sidewalks, bus stops, and parks, as well as indoor locations that are open to the general public. Stacy Shelp, communications director with the Orange County Health Department, says the aim of the ban is to educate people about the dangers of secondhand smoke and to encourage smokers to quit. She says the ban should make it easier for people to ask others to put out their cigarettes.
That word of mouth, it's grassroots. It's empowering people to be able to say something, which is really what this rule really is about. It's letting people know it's okay to say, I'm sorry, I didn't know if you know, but smoking's not allowed here anymore.
The town of Carborough has posted no smoking signs, while Chapel Hill has installed signs reminding residents to breathe. But nearly a month into the ban, many remain unaware of the new law. So the health department has organized a smoking response team to target public areas that smokers frequent. Shelp says the response team visited Franklin Street last week and plans to move into Carborough by the end of this week.
They just walk up and down when they see people smoking. They go up and say, I'm not sure if you're aware that we have a smoke-free policy here in Orange County now. Just letting people know that it's there, asking them to put their cigarettes out. So it was very effective. That group on Friday talked to more than 100 people.
Shelp says the response so far has been positive.
I went out. People were, for the most part, very friendly. We got a lot of people saying, I'm completely supportive of the rule, or I know I didn't know, but I think it's great.
The health department is expanding its educational campaign to include more signage and advertising on local buses. But ultimately, Shelp says the enforcement of the ban will come down to word of mouth.
You know, it's all of our air, and we should be able to breathe it free of secondhand smoke. And so it's been exciting to hear how many people are appreciative and now feel much better about being able to say that to somebody that they see smoking around them.
The health department's website has a complaint form where you can report smoking ban violations, as well as resources for those looking to kick the habit. To find out more, you can check out this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
With growth in our community concerning some residents, a couple of candidates for town council are making this issue a large part of their election campaigns. WCHL's Rand Northam.
Political campaign consultant and professor at UNC and NC State, Jonathan Reel, says this is an issue in the forefront of many residents' minds.
While there has been a good amount of planning that's gone into developing, for example, a 2020 plan, I'm certainly hearing that there's a lot of questions that remain from folks who've been here their entire lives about what the impact of this growth is going to be and how fast it's going to happen.
Community Design Commission and Central West Steering Committee member Amy Ryan says Chapel Hill has offered its citizens a lot over the years, and the challenge is to maintain that in the wake of population and development growth.
People expect a lot out of their town government here, so I think living up to that expectation is a challenge. We have fiscal challenges now. We've got state and federal funding cuts.
Real says these fears about growth are compounded by concerns that storms and dangerous weather appears to be more frequent around the country, and Chapel Hill is not exempt from that.
The pace of development around town continues, and the path it's been going, we don't know what kind of effect that's going to have on things like these catastrophic environmental events, which are no longer what they used to call 100-year events.
While community members have been encouraged to get involved in Chapel Hill's development planning, Ryan says the town council needs to include residents in the discussion when the actual developments start.
I think it's really important that we keep extending that community process forward as we talk about these important issues.
Real has worked on federal-level political campaigns, but says he has never tried running for office himself.
Things seem to line up right, and decided to try and take some of the professional experience I've had working in politics and try and put that into practice right here in our home.
Ryan says her time on the different local boards, especially the steering committee, has given her long exposure to the same issues the town council would need to decide on in the future.
Having that background in design and development issues helps me really understand those issues and the history behind them, and help Chapel Hill to find a good way forward.
There are four seats on the Chapel Hill Town Council available, with only two incumbents running in this election. Election day is November 5th. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's 8:41, 19 minutes until 9 o'clock, WCHL. I hope to see you tonight from 6:30 until 9, the final free concert at University Mall, the Sweet Carolina Concert Series tonight featuring Jim Quick and the Coastline Band. I promise you it's going to be fun. Again, that's from 6:30 until 9. Admission is free. There's food and drink available, and we will see you there, University Mall parking lot. Coming up next on WCHL, Brian Thornburg says if you're in support of Moral Monday, but you can't go for one reason or another, there are ways you can get involved and ways you can show your support. That commentary is on the way next.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays, but not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal, like zero down and just $199 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point, now with service on Sundays.
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
This is Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Why, thank you, Mayor. 840. 24 at WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Brian Thornburg. I don't know about you, but I have so much admiration for our friends and neighbors who are participating in the Moral Monday gatherings in Raleigh. Many of our local religious leaders and elected officials have been in attendance. Our own mayor of Carrboro was arrested while peacefully protesting. Almost 1,000 of your neighbors have been arrested to bring attention to this cause and to try to sway the legislature toward less extreme measures. And the cause has gotten attention all over our state, the country, and the rest of the planet. I haven't yet attended a Moral Monday gathering, as I have work and family obligations that are a priority for me, but I want to do something to show solidarity and encourage our neighbors. Do you feel the same way? That you like what Moral Monday stands for, but don't necessarily want to go to Raleigh to get arrested just to show your feelings? I'd like to encourage you to go and support your friends, but if you don't, there's lots of ways to help push this movement forward. Check to see if your local elected representatives support Moral Monday and what it represents. If they do, let them know in a short call or email. If not, ask them why not and that you would prefer that they do. Politicians really pay attention when a constituent contacts them. You could also contact any of the organizations that are a part of the movement and let them know that you agree. You might even want to throw them a little donation to help keep them going. Even tiny amounts like $5 can help. Neighbors, the bottom line is we can all do something if we want Moral Mondays to succeed. If you're on social media, spread some good stories about the cause. Tell your neighbors on the street how you feel. You could even send a pizza to the gathering just to help keep them going. Be creative. It's worth it. This is Brian Thornburg.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Matt Oak. The Dean Dome certainly is one of Chapel Hill's most iconic venues, but Keenan Stadium has its own cozy, magical allure as well on game day. We hit the streets to find out which site people prefer.
Ray Moore, I'm from Mebane. I like Kenyon Stadium better. I enjoy the outdoor weather, the fall, the nice cool breezes, and the football in general.
I'm Deontay Neal, and I'm from Chapel Hill. I like the Dean Dome only because that I'm more of a UNC basketball fan than football, and also because they have more special cool events there, like Late Night with Roy and such, and plus there's a lot of hot girls that go to the basketball games more than football, so yeah.
Hi, I'm Jeanette, and I'm from Durham. I have to say the Dean Dome, I think just the energy and all the blue seats, and just it's just great.
From Chapel Hill, my name is Justin Bauer. The Dean Dome, no doubt about it.
I'm Don Ayler from Chapel Hill. I like them both, but I like the Keenan Stadium. I love the pageantry, I like the band, I like the football games, I like to see everyone.
Which do you think is a better venue, Keenan Stadium or the Dean Dome?
I'm Garrett Gilmore. I'm from Chapel Hill. Definitely the Dean Dome, because basketball is what it's about, and it's like a majestic building, and it's sacred to me.
I'm Laura Bailey, and I'm from Chapel Hill. The Dean Dome. It's inside, and it's cool.
Gary Marcinini here in Chapel Hill. I like the Dean Dome. It's just a great venue for sports. It's exciting, and there's nothing like it.
Ben Iden, Mebane, North Carolina. The Dean Dome. Been to more games there. Enjoyed it immensely.
Larry Van Alstyne from Mebane. The Dean Dome. You can't beat the excitement that you get from the basketball game. So.
Lisa, I'm from Chapel Hill. Keenan, because I love football.
My name is Robin Baker. I'm the executive director for the ARC of Orange County. Definitely the Dean Dome for basketball. I just have become partial to basketball. I like getting involved in the excitement that surrounds it, and that's the main reason.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
I'll tell you what, I think we're very fortunate to have two great facilities like the Dean Smith Center and Keenan Stadium here in Chapel Hill. Great places to watch sports, no question about that. And I personally prefer to call it the Dean Smith Center rather than the Dean Dome. And you know why? Because I think, I don't know this, but I think that that is what Dean Smith would probably prefer.
Hello, I'm Robbie Oakes, senior mortgage banker with Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. As a Chapel Hill native and a UNC grad, I am proud to work with the only locally owned mortgage bank in Chapel Hill. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows. Whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heald.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and take home a Dickie's Family Pack. You can select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, all delicious. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, between Chapel Hill and Durham, off Mount Moriah Road. Now with your morning traffic, as he has been reporting all morning, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. On the Durham Freeway northbound, between Alexander Drive, that area, heading up to about Briggs Avenue, maybe a little bit further north, we're seeing some delays. Maybe all the way up to Alston Avenue. It's looking like it's clearing around that area. So be on the lookout if you're traveling northbound on the Durham Freeway, again, between Alexander and maybe almost all the way up to Alston. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway elsewhere moving smoothly without any accidents or additional delays. If you see anything throughout the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior at 919-967-8363, or you can send us a tweet at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
Thanks, Ryan, and appreciate all the work you've been doing back in the newsroom this morning.
Certainly, thank you.
I know it's been rather busy back there.
As always.
As always. You took the words right out of my mouth. There's never a slow day, folks.
That's right.
Never. Hey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Grimble Jewelers in Chapel Hill. Whether you need something really simple like a new watch battery, or something really special like an engagement ring, or a custom piece you've been dreaming of for a long time, Grimble's is there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza, next door to Whole Foods. 74 degrees in Chapel Hill, 73 in Carborough, also 74 this morning in Hillsboro. A lot of clouds this morning, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, but particularly this morning, a high today in the low 80s, chance of rain 30%. This afternoon should be pretty nice, and early tonight as well. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 65, and then tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 68. And for your weekend, it's going to be cloudy on Saturday night, Sunday, and Sunday night with about a 40 to 50% chance of rain through all of that period of time. So just keep that in mind. 852 at WCHL. And if you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day, call me right now, 919-929-WCHL. Tell me the word. Tell me how to spell it and give me the definition. If you can do all that, if you're the first to do it, you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call once again right now, 919-929-WCHL. It is just that easy, and you can be a winner.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Brian Burnham is an assistant scoutmaster with Boy Scout Troop 845 and a three-time veteran of cross-country cycling, all benefiting the UNC Limeburger Cancer Center. He and a group of scouts are at it again.
Actually calling in from West Yellowstone National Park right now, or the town of West Yellowstone, just west of the park. We just finished riding across it yesterday and are starting 3 days off here, trying to get some rest. We've been on the road here for, I think, about 45 days now, riding from Maryland to where we are is about 2,200 miles.
This summer, it's the Maryland to Oregon Lucky 13. Brian Burnham is today's WCHL hometown hero.
This is actually, I think, our fourth trip for Troop 845 going across the country. And so the guys are kind of used to every couple of years we do a cross-country bike trip. And we've been doing it for the Limeburger Cancer Center.
I know that you had a fundraising goal of $30,000. What's that money going to be used for?
Limeburger uses it for cancer research. Also, this year, for every $15,000 that we raise, they send one of their pediatric oncology patients to Victory Junction. So we wanted to raise $30,000 and send two kids to Victory Junction, which As of last week, we hit our $30,000 goal. I don't know if we'll make $45,000 in the next couple weeks, but we'll see.
Brian says he and the Lucky 13 crew are being well-received wherever they go.
People are taking this in a lot. We made a scouting magazine blog, and so along the way, people have either read about us or know that we're coming, and so they volunteer to either take us in or buy us dinner or things like that. So we've met a lot of people that way, stayed with people along the way, gotten showers, laundry, dinners, things like that. It's interesting to just meet different troops and different families across the country and kind of share stories and interact with them a little bit.
Wherever you are, people are people.
Yes, indeed.
You want to contribute or just keep up with these guys?
Our website is lucky13quicktrip.com. If you're a Twitter follower, you can follow us at lucky13biketrip. We have kind of daily updates going out through Twitter, and you can also donate online. There's a donate now link right there. And so you can donate via credit card online or write a check to Lineburner that way. There's a live feed of how much we've raised on the website. And then there's photos from our trip.
There isn't a single rider on the Lucky 13 crew who hasn't had a family member or friend fight a battle with cancer. So it's a very serious effort, but all the guys are having a blast.
I just enjoy the trip. I enjoy the camaraderie of being out here. I mean, anywhere from 10 to 15 people each time. So the way I get to know all the cyclists and everything out here has been great.
It's amazing. Congratulations to you, Brian Burnham, and also to Boy Scout Troop 845 and the Lucky 13. And Brian, continued safe travels.
All right, thank you very much.
Brian Burnham is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Automall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Automall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Automall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Thank you, Gerald. Good morning. It is 8:55 at WCHL. Congratulations to Mike Comavis of Carborough, who called in with the word of the day. The word from Wayne Pond, Dundrearies. D-U-N-D-R-E-A-R-I-E-S. Dundrearies. It means long flowing sideburns. And I will admit, I've never heard that word before in my life. But Mike Comavis caught it on the radio this morning, a little before 8 o'clock when we always do it. And Mike will get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thanks very much for listening, Mike, and we'll have another word for you bright and early tomorrow.
I'm Gerald Vermoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D35-69, DJA-01. 36-month lease for 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at signing. Includes $500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665. And selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit carolinainn.com.
It's summertime at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar in downtown Carrboro. And not only is the living easy, but the eating and drinking are worth singing about too. Bracing gazpacho from juicy North Carolina peaches or a refreshing salad of watermelon, kiwi, and cucumbers with local feta cheese. Beautiful yellowfin tuna, plump shrimp, and shimmering scallops from our own coast paired nicely with a cold glass of Provençal Rosé. You get the idea. It's time for the glorious foods and flavors of the season. Come to Glass Half Full and taste how delicious a Carolina summer can be.
This is Allison Savage. I'd like to invite you and your friends to Independent Animal Rescue's 11th Annual Painted Chair and More Auction, Saturday, July 27th from 5 to 9 p.m. at the American Legion Hall in Chapel Hill. Enjoy great music, food and drinks, and bid on original artwork, jewelry, and artist-decorated furniture in support of IAR's animal welfare programs. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Go to animalrescue.net or call 403-2221. Thanks to WCHL for supporting Independent Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
One more word this morning from the good folks at Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch today, and you can select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. All good. Dickey's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 74 degrees in Chapel Hill, 73 in Carborough. Mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible this morning. About a 30% chance of rain, but all in all, it's going to be a really nice day. Mostly sunshine in the afternoon. High today in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with low 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Looks like rain coming for your weekend.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
9 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce, plus social equity, plus environmental stewardship.